you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hello and welcome to the first of our two-part series featuring the Toronto-based jazz quartet Peripheral Vision. The creative leaders of this group, guitarist Don Scott and bassist Michael Herring, are longtime musical collaborators. Both are known for breaking rules and for pushing the boundaries of jazz while engaging the listener with a grooving, toe-tapping experience. Their distinctive musical voice bridges tradition and innovation with deeply felt influences ranging from jazz, rock, classical, and improv, with a focus on heavy dynamic group interaction. Peripheral Vision received the Montreal Jazz Festival's Galaxy Rising Star Award in 2012 and were nominated for the Juno in 2016. Whitehorse Yukon was the quartet's final stop of their tour through Western Canada, promoting their fourth album titled More Songs About Error and Shame. They performed at the Yukon Arts Center as part of Jazz Yukon's Jazz on the Wing concert series in March 2018. Peripheral Vision are Trevor Hogg on tenor saxophone, Don Scott on guitar, Michael Herring on upright bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Enjoy.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you very much, everyone. It's so great to be here. It's been a long road that's led us all the way to Whitehorse. We've really been looking forward to playing this gig for about 2 years. That's how long ago we started this journey up here. And this is the very end of our CD release tour of Canada, or Western Canada mostly, so we're glad we could share that all with you tonight. The first piece we played was a tune of mine called Whistle Up a Rope. And we're going to move over to a piece by Michael Herring. That's Michael. This is his new tune called Hanging In, Hanging On, Hanging Out. Thank you.
I got a grant from the Toronto Arts Council a couple of years ago to write some music, an attempt to be sort of my response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. A high school friend of mine is the director of the Center for Truth and Reconciliation in Winnipeg, and I've been lucky enough to go to some events in Toronto through him, and was trying to figure out how, as a jazz musician, as a non-Indigenous Canadian, I was going to respond to it, and I'm still not sure. We can talk about it after if you think how you respond with instrumental music about something that's a real concrete problem in Canada and something that hopefully we're starting to address and that as a country we are going to continue to address. I've been writing this music. It's supposed to be a suite, but somehow it's got fragmented a bit. So we're going to play a piece of it now, and then we're going to play a big chunk of it in the second set, too. So this one is called Reconciliation Part 4, and it's dedicated to Kent Monkman, who's an Indigenous artist who lives in Winnipeg, who I really love. And he takes classical or pastoral 19th century classic paintings and sort of reimagines them from an Indigenous perspective. So this is my idea of what that might sound like in jazz.